Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
Okay, love it. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get into it. Welcome, everyone. This is such an exciting episode for Ravisha and I because it is a birthday episode. The two Aries girls are coming on to just have birthday reflections. Maybe we can ask each other questions about reflections for this past year. But the cool part is this episode is releasing in the middle of both our birthdays.
Yeah. So if you don't already know, Divya and I are born 2 days apart. So I'm born on the 17th and she's born on the 19th. And I think it's like one of the things that we really bonded over when we first became friends in like sixth grade. I think we both like mentioned when our birthdays were in, we're like, oh my God, we're like birthday twins.
So cool.
And it's definitely something that's carried forward in our friendship, like throughout all these years later. Like, at one point, we used to write like birthday letters to one another in high school. Yeah. So like a month before, every day we would write a letter to one another saying whatever we wanted to say. And then on our birthdays, we would give each other like a book of all the letters.
Yeah.
I still definitely have the ones you've given me, Divya, but It was something that like we like love to do for one another. And we would just find like special things to make each other feel special on each other's birthdays, because I think we both like loved how that made us feel. So yeah,
we're such birthday girls.
We are such birthday girls. But we were talking about how this year it just kind of feels a little bit different for us. Yeah. Divya, do you want to like explain how you've been feeling about your birthday and what's been coming up for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really feel like anything is. It doesn't really feel that different. I don't know what it is. It's just like, oh, cool. It's coming up. It's another year of life. But I don't know. I haven't felt it hit very much. I last year I was on my birthday itself feeling very like reflective. So maybe that will come up again.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time last year, I took the day off for my birthday. So now I've been starting to do that again, is taking the day off, which has honestly been amazing. But I wonder, I have more feeling that day on Wednesday. It'll feel more, I don't know, real. But yours is tomorrow. So how are you feeling that? I mean, yours is closer.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling the same way. Like so this is the first time I'm also taking the day off, but it's also because my birthday's been like on the weekend the last couple of years, and then you know there's like COVID in between.
So
I think I'm also gonna just take more of the day tomorrow to like reflect on certain things. I think going into this year, like this new year of life, there's just so much to be grateful for. And like one of those things is like also this podcast. We posted a reel like a couple days ago, just like some behind the scenes of like us taking our photos for like our podcast. And that was like about a year ago, because like our whole goal was we're going to release our podcast on our birthdays of last year. It ended up being a little bit later, but like that's kind of like when our work started for the podcast. And just like looking back at those videos of us just like laughing and having just like a fun time sitting in my room trying to like take the right picture was like
so helping us.
So nostalgic. I felt like, wow, that was like, I was like shocked to see that was a year ago. And like to think how much we've done since then, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys have noticed like a different format with our episodes as well lately. Like new things are coming. Yes. So yeah,
it's been so cool to see.
I'm just like really excited about this project that is developing.
Yeah. Yeah. And where it's going. It went from just being an idea to something that we've done for a year now, which is so, it's so cool and something to really be proud of.
Yeah.
What have you felt the most, I guess, other than the podcast? Because obviously we both are, we love our podcast and we feel so proud of it. But what have you been proud of in a, like on a more personal sense this year for yourself?
On a more personal sense, I would say I'm glad about the work that I've done in myself, that I'm like standing up more for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've started to put myself first a lot more in like all types of situations, which I've like never done before. And I feel like that's helped me kind of grow as a person by doing so. And what I mean by that too is like just like kind of taking more time for myself and reflecting more about like things that are going on for me. And, you know, sometimes like not having like, sometimes you can't be present for other people because like you're not feeling your best self. And like, I'm just like recognizing that a bit more. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like something I've really done this past year.
Yeah. I have seen you doing that a lot more, like standing up for yourself and going out of your comfort zone to do that. And so I just want to recognize that too. I've seen you do making so many changes in the way that like when something is on your mind, actually saying it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really great, because then it was working toward you getting your needs met more, which
yeah,
is changing how you've been in the past.
For sure. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for recognizing that. How about you? What's your personal thing to reflect on for this past year?
I would say this year has been the year of like self-preservation for me. I've been doing a lot for myself and trying to care for myself, and whether that be emotionally and mentally, but also physically, like taking care of a lot of my physical health issues, my GI issues, just really working on healing myself from a whole body approach. That's been something that's been really good for me. And then also self-preservation in my relationships. I would say that's the biggest one too, like being more intentional about the relationships that are making me feel good and then the ones that aren't. And honestly, that's been such a game changer in the quality of my life too. Like, you don't realize how much relationships that are maybe toxic or aren't helpful for you are bringing down the quality of your life, because we're just so used to being immersed in them. But really, when you start to peel that back and be more intentional, it makes such a really big difference. And so that's what I would definitely say.
Yeah. And again, I've noticed that you doing that as well this year, which I'm so proud of you for doing. I just like thought about this question, like while we were like talking about this, but why do you think like sometimes people have a hard time around their birthdays? Like, I know that we've always been like so positive and so happy about like, you know, another year, but like, there's also people that are like despise their birthdays and stuff. Yeah. So why do you think that is?
I definitely think that's for a few reasons. Like, one, celebrating yourself is really hard. I would say that my birthday itself, and I don't know if you find this to be easier, Ravisha and I both celebrate our birthdays with one of our other friends who have birthdays around the same time as us.
Yeah.
Being individual birthday parties, I just like can't, I don't know, I have some weird stuff about that. I love to throw individual parties for other people, but for me, having like a party just for me, it's hard. So I don't know, I think celebrating yourself is kind of hard too. A lot of it, is also just like thinking about who you're going to spend time with. I know that some people have anxiety about birthdays because they're like, who am I going to invite? What am I going to do? Will people even come? Like, there's so much pressure sometimes you feel around your birthday of needing to do something big and grand, and that some people might either not have like the means for it, or it's just not, I don't know, they don't know who would join them in it. And then also think like pressure, because we think that, oh, in this last year of life, I should do all these things. And then when we don't maybe achieve what we had hoped, even though we might have achieved a lot of other things, we end up feeling reflective in a way that's just like not helpful. So maybe we put ourselves down. I'd say like those are some of the reasons that come to mind. But what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. I feel like sometimes there's just like so much pressure when it comes to like celebrating your birthday. And yeah, I agree. Like, I like celebrating my birthday with one of my other friends as well. Like, it just like kind of takes the edge off a little bit.
Yeah. I just can't. It's so hard to do it. I mean, and I, if people are like that, you can do it for yourself. Please give me tips on how you do
Yeah, for
it,
sure.
because it's so hard.
Yeah, and it's nice. I think it's like, it just makes, I think, like you said, it just makes you feel more comfortable about
Yeah.
it. So, but like even Divya and I had a joint birthday party once
I
upon
know,
a time.
that was
And
so
like
fun.
that
Oh
was
my
like
God.
the one of my be like one of my best birthdays ever because
That
of our
was
joint
so
birthday
fun.
party. But yeah, like it's weird. It's a weird one, and like that's why I was asking, because it's like some I get like very uncomfortable like when someone is asking
Yeah.
me like, oh, what are your birthday plans? Or like,
You
what?
even get kind of weird when I talk to
No,
you
I do. I do.
about
I totally recognize that. I'm just like so like I don't know, uncomfortable by the question.
it's so awkward.
And I was telling Divya this earlier, like my mom called me and was like, oh, like asking me like what my birthday day is like gonna look like because it's tomorrow. And I was like, just like really weird, like talking about it. And I don't know why. It just, I guess it's like when it's like I reckon like it's a special day. I do like that it's a special day, but I think when people are just like asking you about it and stuff, like I
Feels
think
weird.
the pressure, like you have to like have something planned or like it has, you have to do something like different. Like, I think that kind of pressure is like
Yeah.
what I feel.
No, I feel that 100% because it's just like you don't, and I don't know if it's just like getting older, how I feel about birthdays. It's just like I feel really excited to just have another year and be reflective and even hang out with myself. I don't know, just really taking a day off is all I care about. I don't even need like decorations or fun plan. If I just have the day off of work and I can truly just do whatever the heck I want to do for a day, even if that's just like sitting on the couch and I don't know, opening like a nice bottle of wine and drinking wine and watching TV all day, that sounds amazing. But I remember
Yeah.
before, if we didn't have like plans on our birthday, we would feel so lame. We'd be like, oh my God, I
Yeah.
have to do this and I have to do that. Now I'm just like, I just want to do me and whatever that looks like.
Same. And like I just want to like kind of decide like in that moment like what I'm feeling too.
Yeah.
Divya said this earlier this week when we were talking. She was like, Raj asked me what I wanted for my birthday. And she goes, I just want to sit in a hotel room by myself and watch TV.
I just want to be like alone, and you got me a like a you booked me a hotel, and I just stayed by myself and watched TV, and I just like imagine myself with wearing a nice robe, and I just got a massage, and then I just have, I don't know, like a bottle of rosé, and like, oh my God, that just sounds
I'm
glorious.
sure so many people
Like,
can resonate because I did as well. I was like, that sounds so ideal. Like, what more
yeah.
could you want?
And I was thinking about, so there's the hotel in Hoboken, the W Hotel that overlooks the Manhattan and like overlooks the
Ooh.
Hudson River. And I would want one of those balcony rooms, and I would just sit on the balcony and look at the city and watch the boats go by. Like, that is what I want. I mean, that's not really what I'm doing on Wednesday, but well, the other funny thing was, I mean, this is a little off thing, but when I said that, Raj was like, okay, well, that sounds like perfect, but we already have plans for your birthday. But he's like, the next one is our anniversary, but I just kind of feel it's a weird present to give you for our anniversary for you to sit by yourself. So maybe like you can have another time you do that.
He's like, I'll give this to you at some point. Don't worry.
Happy anniversary. Let's spend it apart and sit in a hotel room by yourself for a
Yeah, you
week.
wouldn't even want that for your
No.
anniversary.
No, but it's funny to see the differences of what an ideal day would be like. Like, what are you doing for your day off?
Like the only thing I have right now is planned is I'm gonna go to a workout and I'm gonna go get my nails done because it's been forever. And so like that's like yeah, like my one thing I plan now. But yeah, mainly there's just kind of like I feel like kind of like a self-care day really. Just like
Wow.
relaxing, obviously enjoying like my favorite cup of coffee from I don't know, like Foxtrot has been it for me
Oh,
lately.
yeah.
So they've had this, I have to look this up and tell you guys about this latte if you don't know. Is there a Foxtrot in New York?
I know that there's one in DC. I've been to it in
Okay.
DC, but I don't know. Let's look, actually. I'm curious. I've been to it in DC, but I'm not sure if it's in NY, New York. Oh, is there? No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if you're in the Chicago area, I need to tell you about this coffee. Okay, why can't I find it? Of course. Give me a second. It's like really good, and I feel like you would also like it.
Is that it's the one that has the coffee and the wine store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was an article though that says Foxtrot plans aggressive expansion with 50 new stores, and it's in New York City, Austin, Boston, Miami, and Los Angeles. So maybe I'll be seeing it around.
Oh wow. Yeah.
We all need to know this latte. And at this point, if you have a Foxtrot near you, you need to go get it.
Seriously.
That's the birthday gift Rubisha wants from you, is to go get this latte.
It's like hard for me to find because I think it's like a limited edition one for some reason. Or like it like comes and goes.
Yeah. That probably makes sense on why it's hard to find.
Yeah. But okay. I can't find it, of course, but I will, I don't know, put in the show notes or something with that coffee.
Okay. We'll put it in there.
So sorry to disappoint.
Well, okay. Next time I come to Chicago, though, you have to take me for that, which is actually going to be tuna.
So soon, yeah. I'm so excited for us to reunite. We'll probably, maybe we can do an in-person episode again.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that would be
those so are always fun.
Yeah, and then after that, we can do one when you're coming to New York.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you about this. I also have, and I'll put this in the show notes, but it's like a birthday questions from Britt and Combe. So I'm going to ask you one of the questions on there because I like it. Okay. What made you feel most alive over the last year? And when have you felt the most like yourself?
Oh, good question. What made me feel the most alive? Okay. So I think one of the things that made me feel most alive this past year was performing again. So as I mentioned before, I had a lot of weddings last year, and like I performed at basically every one of them. And before that, like I was on a dance team and everything. So performing always like made me really happy and excited, and to perform again after a really long time, like felt like really good. And just choreographing again as well. Like I felt like so much of my creative energy was like put to the dances, and that made me feel really alive again, like dancing. And wait, what was the second part of the question?
Well, when have you felt most like yourself? So that kind of
most like
it goes, yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I feel like that also like had to do with it, like just like dancing and stuff again, and like putting together the dances felt like so much fun for me, as stressful as it can be, but I loved it.
I know. I'm so happy you've been able to unleash that more.
Yeah. Too.
Like life can get so busy and it can be hard to do that, but hopefully that can be something that even you do a little bit more into this next year. Like even if you don't have the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. I did think about that. I was like, just because I have weddings now, like I shouldn't like stop, you know, just like dancing, putting things together because I like it. How about you? That's a really good question to ask.
The one I felt the most myself, would say honestly, is when I've been alone recently. I used to be really scared of being alone and just like I would never be by myself.
Yeah,
it's funny because I think the older I've gotten, I really resonate with those articles and stuff about like extroverted introverts, because I used to be like fully just an extrovert. Now I'm definitely like an extroverted introvert, and I need to have time by myself, and I really value that. But I realize that's when I end up recharging the most. But before, being by myself was really uncomfortable, so I didn't like to do that. But as I've been reflecting more and with therapy and just like working on myself, I've started to really appreciate time by myself. And that's been like when I really can reconnect, and I don't have to have worries about like, what are other people going to think? I don't have to worry about how can I show up for other people, like people pleasing, any of that. I'm just really by myself. And I love that. What made me feel the most alive this last year, would say it's really similar to you, which I find this theme to be not funny. I can't think of a better word, but with the creativity, I would say definitely like working on creative content. I've been really loving putting together like workshops, group related stuff, like, cause I just really care about education in a mental health sense. And I love connecting with other people talking about it. So I found myself to really love doing that kind of work. And I would have not thought that, but I feel really alive in group settings and like over something that's a common theme. So whether that be, I don't know, some kind of like group-ish related stuff, but I've been really feeling alive in community and connecting.
I love that. Yeah. The part where you kind of reflecting on being like an introverted extrovert now. Like, I've definitely noticed that about you, which is crazy because, yeah, you have been, you were like very, I mean, ever since I met you, like very extroverted.
Yeah.
And then this past year, I've really seen you kind of like reel back, but like for the betterment of yourself, like you did that for yourself. And like, I can see like, it's been like such a positive thing for you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love spending time with people. And now the thing is like when I'm spending time with people, it's because I really want to. And that's like where my heart is. I don't feel this obligation. I used to feel like obligated. So I wonder, you know, how much
I used to lecture you all the time.
I'd be going and doing things all the time. Now I'm just like, no, I don't have the energy for it, or I'm not going to do it. And I also give a lot of that to the friends I have right now. I just, I'm in a stage in my life that I just love my friends so dearly. And they're all such freaking good friends. Like I am so thankful for the friends I have. And I can be so honest, like even when I'm like not having a good day, I don't want to really talk about things, or I can just, I feel like I can be myself, or even tell people, you know, when we make plans and then, hey, like I'm really not up for it, or I'm just kind of struggling today, I'm not in the right mental mind space. Like I can say that, when before I think I really pushed myself to do things when it wasn't helpful. And this isn't just like this is stuff like, you know, with friends, of course there's like situations that you have to show up and you can't just like not go, but you know, overall I feel like I've been more true to myself with that.
Yeah, and that's like great. And I like, maybe someone listening can like, you know, take away some of that too, because like we don't realize sometimes how much we give to other people and like don't give enough to ourselves. And sometimes we need to take a minute to just do that. Like it makes a difference in who you are as a person. And I will also resonate with the fact that like I feel like my friendships right now make me feel like so happy and like content. And I love it. Like, I love that, like, you know, we both have surrounded ourselves with people that mean so much to us. And like, we feel like so supported by them.
Yeah. And I feel like I can just be so honest with everyone, which is really, I feel such a blessing. It's just like something I've not experienced before, as being
able liberating to- almost.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly the word for it. That I just can be really who I am with people and I don't feel like I have to pretend. And I can't say that I felt that way even like 2 or 3 years ago. So it's felt really, really healing and great.
Love that. Okay, going into the next year, do you have like, I guess, like a birthday candle wish for yourself?
Birthday candle wish. I think to just continue healing my mind and body. Like that really, I've just really come to appreciate health. And I think as long as like I'm healthy, my family's healthy, my friends are healthy, and that's all that matters. And whether that comes to, you know, doing what is best for you, that's just, I think, like allowing myself to do that, even when it's really hard. That's kind of just like really my wishes around like healing and health.
Yeah. Not to be like, oh yeah, that's the same answer for me, but I definitely feel like it's in the same realm. Like, just like being great, like continue like kind of like living a happy, healthy life.
No, we underappreciated that before.
Yeah, we really did. And there's like so many things where like, you know, we take for granted. Like for example, the weather was really nice this past week in Chicago. Like Monday to Saturday, it was like phenomenal weather. And I was going on walks like almost every day. And literally as soon as I stepped outside each time, I was just like breathing in the air and feeling just so grateful for this weather after like months of the cold.
Yeah.
And just being like so grateful that I can take a walk right now. Like this feels so nice. And so like, I've just kind of like reflecting on those small things and thinking like they mean so much. Sometimes in the grand scheme of things, they don't, but they really do. Like have that sunshine and being outside like can really matter.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like the surroundings of what we do in this, it's like the small moments of life that I'm trying to appreciate a little bit more. It doesn't have to be like all the big stuff, but like those small day to day and being like the weather, or, you know, like your friends doing a random act of kindness, or just like, I don't know, things like that, like being surrounded by people who are feel fulfilling and feel good. And it's just like that kind of stuff. I think really like leaning into that has been helpful.
Definitely.
I can't believe it's this week. We're already like, it's nuts. This, and because I just, when April comes around, and I mean, we're like more, I guess, toward the middle, toward the end of April birthdays, And then it really feels that, oh my gosh, we're in the peak of summer. And then before you know it, it's the end of the year, which is so sad at times. But it also gives us a good place to just like slow down a bit and be like, whoa, April is here. How can we kind of set an intention for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I feel like, you know, the first part of this year really was flying by, and then April mm-hmm. came and I was like, wow, like it's my birthday month, or it's our birthday month. And like, I think I was taking a lot of like reflective moments this past month and just like thinking about like, wow, like what kind of intentions I want to set like for the next year and like what's to come. So I'm glad like we did an episode like this, because also this has helped a lot to just like be reflective in that
and
way.
Just to sit like that, and also for us to talk and like appreciate one another, just like talking about our own things we're really proud of, and then to take the moment for both of us to see like that growth with each other.
Yeah, like I don't know if I say it enough, but like, love you so much.
Oh, I love
my
you.
My bestest friend in the whole world. And like, I don't know what I would do without you.
Oh my gosh, you're making me emotional. I'm very, I'm so thankful for you. I don't know. Like, this is just, friendship is something we don't appreciate enough in life, but it's just, it's such a freaking blessing, this friendship. Yeah. Because like, it's like a relationship that, you know, we don't have to. I read this article one time on friendship, and it's like, you don't have to have this commitment to your friends, right? You choose to have it in a similar mm-hmm. way. Yeah, you do it like in a romantic relationship, but it's like, you don't have like a blood relation to them. Like, you choose, it's like to be a friend, and you choose to show up for your friend. And it's just like, if you have someone who does that for you, or you do that for someone, like, you know, don't take advantage of that. That's just something that's like a really great thing. And I just like wish we stopped and slowed down and appreciated that more, because it's just something I'm so grateful for.
I know. And I was thinking this the other day as well. Like, I've known you now for more than half of my life.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It's like crazy. I mean, and also the growth we've had with each other has been just individual, together, in our friendships, in our lives, is just, it's so cool to have a witness in a front row seat.
Yeah, it is. It's like we witnessed one another in like the biggest and smallest moments of our lives. And like we're never going to forget that. Like, for example, like this joint birthday party was like when we turned 14. And I have like such significant
memories. I love looking at pictures from it.
Yeah. And, you know, like something like that, like, you know, you will never forget, like 20 years from now, we'll still be talking about this joint birthday party that we had.
Yeah. It was so much fun. Like, that is the stuff that where the real memories come from. And so, I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for you. And I'm just thankful for all our listeners. So thank you for, especially if you've been here from the day one with about a year of listening.
Yeah.
Just like, I just appreciate it so much. It's just such a blessing. Wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for your support.
We appreciate it so much. And cheers to us, Divya.
Cheers to us. All of you go grab a cup of coffee and tell us what you're drinking.
Yeah. And seriously, go grab a cup of yummy coffee. And I will also tell you which latte to get from Foxtrot. Because
look in the show notes. We need to really know what this latte is.
Yes,
the hype for it, and then the anticipation, and then the, like, kind of the letdown was real, but I need to know what's left.
I do apologize for that, but yeah, I'll let you guys know.
All right, everyone, we'll see you next week. Thank you for, again, your support, and happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account @conversationsbrewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast, and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support, and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.